This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, it is good to have you with us, friends. Live from New York, we've got so much to get to tonight, and I hope that you will stick around for the full hour because we've got another great hour of conversation headed your way, as we always do on Radio Night Live. And so honored to have for our debut, for her debut in the quote Ladies Lounge, my next guest, because I considered her a friend. Before I was really working with her in media, which is really her expertise and mine. But we met at, I believe it was some, I think it was the family leader, conservative gathering in Iowa a few years ago. And out there in the cornfields, I got to know this lady by the name of Alice Stewart. She was, had worked on various campaigns prior to that. She had been a very big part of what was considered a fairly successful campaign by then Governor Huckabee, who had made a big run, came in second in the primary campaign for the Republican nomination in 2008. And then in 2016, she started out with the Huckabee team, but when the governor finished a ways back in Iowa, she was picked up by the Cruz campaign and had helped Senator Cruz all the way through, I think, the Indiana primary, where he eventually withdrew. And now she is a CNN commentator and weighs in on a variety of things and still works the campaign business as well. In fact, I believe she was just consulting with some new clients today. But Alice Stewart is her name, and you'll know her because you see her on CNN. Alice, it's good to have you. Welcome for the first time to Radio Night Live.
Oh, it's great to be here, Kevin. Thanks so much for the kind introduction. And it has been a while, and we've been friends for a long time, so yeah. I'm glad to be able to join you on your show.
Well, it was fun. I remember when we were at that conference because the little panel, there were three or four of us on that panel, and after that conference finished, I got word from the very top brass of that panel. He's like, you guys were the hit of the conference. And they had some big people come through there. So I was like, wow, that was a lot of pressure. But anyway, thanks for coming on tonight. It's fun to get you back on the air. You've been on The Daily Show with me before, but no, you've never been here on the weekends.
I've been in many lounges before, but never yours. So yeah. It's great to be here.
Well, politics is kind of one of those games. One of the things that we like to do in the Ladies Lounge is get to know our contributors a little bit. So what was it like being Alice Stewart? Why did you want to get into the game of politics? Isn't it a hard business to work in, and especially from a woman's perspective? What do you love about what you do, and why you do it?
It's politics is hard, and as I say, it's a blood sport, man, woman, or child. It's a difficult sport, but like I say with a lot of things, if it was easy, everyone would do it. And I was blessed with a great career in journalism. I was a news anchor and reporter and worked, actually moved to Little Rock, Arkansas to cover the Whitewater trial.
And a former talk show host. I got to throw that in there, too.
Radio talk show host. But I planned to cover the Whitewater trials and be the next Katie Couric or Diane Sawyer, and that didn't work out. But I was blessed to have met Governor Huckabee when he was the governor, and had the opportunity when an opening came up to go into his governor's office as communications director, and as fate would have it, he ran for president, and I was fortunate to be his communications director on his 08 campaign, and was fortunate in 2012 to work with Michelle Bachmann and then Rick Santorum, and as you mentioned, in 2016 with Huckabee and Cruz. So I've been blessed to work with some great people, and I think, politics is a difficult and dirty business, but there are good people in this business. As you know, you've met many of them, and I think if people take, put aside the sound bites they see and the criticism they read about people in the print, and they actually get to know these elected officials that we have, you'll see that they're good, well-intentioned people up here in Washington and in their state capitals that are really fighting for them. And once they see that, they'll really have a newfound appreciation for what our elected officials that put so much on the line to serve the public and what they do. They'll have a new appreciation for it.
I do get irritated with some that get in and stay too long and have actually done things that betray the public trust that they've been entrusted with. But I always admire when honorable people step forward and say, I do want to serve. And, you know, one of the things that was almost impossible to overcome by way of argument in the Trump train as it rolled through the primary last year and then into the general election was, this was a man who didn't stand. He may be the first man in the history of the presidency that really had nothing to gain from becoming president from a material or a positional standpoint in terms of living. Everything that he was going to get was going to be worse. He was going to have longer hours, smaller bedroom, worse plane, everything that he did. But, you know, I had to, at the end of the day, even though I was a huge Ted Cruz supporter in the primary, I had to say, you know what? He's putting himself forward to run. Why would somebody who has all of that want to go through this? And I had to come to the conclusion that between he or Hillary Clinton, there was a lot of reasons you could point to that Hillary wanted to be president because it would, you know, satiated some, you know, need that they had with the Clinton Foundation to stay connected and make more money or whatever it was. He didn't have any of that. He, you know, there's. And I'm not saying he's you know, the greatest man that ever lived or anything like that. I'm just saying when it came to motivation, it was something that I really admired that he was somebody who'd been out of it, had never put his toe into it, was willing to do that and willing to go through that and kind of learn the hard way what it's all like. I really do admire that, and I pick up on what you're saying there. It takes a special kind of person to put yourself forward and to run for office, whether it's city council or president.
No doubt. And there are a lot of people that may not have a day job and may not have a lot of money in the bank that say, I'm going to run for office, and they win and they do it for all the right reasons. And there are just as many that do it for all the wrong reasons. And on the other side, there are people like Donald Trump and like Hillary Clinton that have all the resources in the bank and every asset at their fingertips and a big house and a car and servants and Secret Service. And, you know, there's really nothing financially to gain for them, but they feel a calling. And while I fought hard against Donald Trump in the primary and took a while to embrace him in the general, he tapped into something that no one else was able to do.
Right.
He connected with people that felt as though their voices were not being heard. And he listened to what the people in these flyover states were saying, and that we, not just to click off the top button issues, but the repealing and replacing Obamacare, get us jobs, increase our national security, secure
the border.
Our borders.
Yeah.
And the issues are important, but the way he was able to connect with them was what sealed the deal for him with many people. And for me, my number one issue was the Supreme Court and making sure we had a Scalia-like justice to fill the Supreme Court. And when, you know, I understood that Donald Trump was fully committed to that and saw his list of Supreme Court nominees, he had my full support in addition to all these other issues. But knowing that we would have Scalia-like justice put on the Supreme Court and potentially one or two others over the term of Donald Trump's administration, that has a much longer impact on this country than whether or not we can repeal and replace Obamacare and not building a wall that Mexico won't pay for and all these other things that he promised. And I think that was really important. And I think Romney checked all the boxes that a lot of conservatives wanted, but he didn't connect with people. And he wasn't able to really convey to people that he understands what they're going through. And Donald Trump did. And all of the money in the world did not take away the fact that he he connected with them, and certainly he had a lot of earned media with regard to the media would, you know, play his speeches and his events nonstop. So
sure.
He got a lot of earned media. But you can't pay for the ability to connect with people, and Hillary was not able to do that. Donald Trump was.
Yeah, well, the whole study of 2016 is something that political science classes should take a really hard look at, because you talk about someone that had his finger more on the pulse than anyone in the media, anyone in the smart places of society did, and man, he sure understood what it took. And when we continue on the other side of this break, Alice, I want to get into that a little bit, because this president has decided to do things quite differently than previous presidents, and in some ways, people think he's breaking the office. They think he's doing stuff that is unbecoming. But a lot of people are saying, you know what, he's having to take those approaches because he's fighting an embedded infrastructure in terms of media and Democratic establishment, and even to some degree the GOP establishment, that are not going to give him a single inch. And I want to know, from someone who has seen the inside of campaigns and how all of this process works, your thoughts of kind of where he stands thus far. We're speaking with Alice Stewart. Stay with us. It's Kevin McCullough.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
If you're watching on Biz TV, that's a live shot of Times Square, and it's just a busy, happening place on Saturday nights, and we're glad to have you with us. Welcome to New York. Welcome to Radio Night Live. And a big thank you to the Christian Solidarity International helping to make Radio Night Live possible every single week. They are seeking to stop the genocide of religious minorities in persecuted places. They are seeking to talk and engage Western governments to stop the arms for terrorist programs. The U.S. has not ended our program that Barack Obama started. We're going to work on President Trump and try to get that affected. And they also are setting free the captive slaves of Southern Sudan that are being held by Islamist Northern Sudanese slave traders. And when you call 888-676-5700, you can find out more information on those three initiatives. It's the only three things that Christian Solidarity International does, but I believe so strongly in what they're doing. In fact, for something like, I think it's $255, you can give, you can actually liberate a slave from Southern Sudan that are being held in the north. It's a very simple program. You can ask them about it when you call 888-676-5700, but it gets their liberation and then gives them a year's worth of help in getting their lives reestablished in South Sudan. Things like seed to plant and a goat and some housing materials, be it tents or needed blankets and other sleeping materials. But it's all included in the one package that will help free a Southern Sudanese person that is being held. Just call and get the information. 888-676-5700. 888-676-5700. Again, thanks to CSI for being a valued partner here at Radio Night Live. We're speaking with Alice Stewart tonight, and she has been a part of presidential campaigns and other campaigns as well, but she's been an advisor to people like Mike Huckabee and Ted Cruz, and right now is a CNN commentator and writing and making on-air contributions for them as well. And Alice, you know, the Trump effect, we were talking about how he connected with people. He is not the, at least to the American media outlets, the White House press corps in particular, he doesn't treat them with the same, like, homage and bow and, you know, oh, please, let me do whatever you're asking me to do. In fact, he's kind of the other way around. He's kind of continually, like, sticking their nose in it and saying, you're just going to like it no matter what. And then he goes around them and tweets at all hours of the day. Eric Bolling said in our first hour tonight that that's actually a thing of comfort to him because he feels like he has a feeling of what the guy's thinking in the morning and at night before he goes to bed. It's very non-traditional for the kind of staid, respected office of the president. What's your reaction to how Trump has gone in and kind of broken and busted things from day one?
Yeah, I do believe that he views Twitter as like a warm blanket at night and in the morning. And having been a recipient of many of his critical tweets on the Cruz campaign, I will say it has been an extremely effective tool for him to get message out. He's got a tremendous social media following.
100 million, I think, if you add up all of his media together.
Yeah, it's astounding.
Which is more, when people think about that, that's more than like the combined audiences of Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and the networks combined most nights in terms of news coverage.
Yeah, don't tell them that, Kevin. They don't want to do that. But
doesn't that indicate why he's able to basically ignore them? I mean, he's put them on notice.
Absolutely. And he used it as an effective tool in the campaign to get his message out and to bypass the media. And there are oftentimes in every campaign, specifically Republicans, I've been through this every presidential campaign I've been in, Republicans have a difficult time getting their agenda and their message out through the mainstream media because they have things that they would much rather talk about Ted Cruz's father being involved in the JFK assassination or his wife's ugly picture on Twitter than our plan to repeal and replace Obamacare. They have a different message and issue they want to attack, and Donald Trump said, well, forget that. I'm going to get my message out through Twitter, and it was very effective in the campaign. And to a small degree, it has been in the administration. However, he gets off message. You know, they have a great legislative agenda they want to accomplish, and they're working hard to get health care passed. If he would use Twitter as a positive tool to stay on offense and drive their message instead of sending out tweets that are off message and puts them on defense, it would be much more effective. I feel like since he's been in office, it's been a double-edged sword with regard to the benefits of Twitter. And I wish he would be a little more disciplined when it comes to what he tweets out. However, he views that as his only way to get the message from point A to point B, which is him to his supporters and the American people, because he doesn't trust that it will be delivered in an unfiltered manner in the media. And that's been the case.
And he's probably right on that note.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's talk about you wrote a column just last week about his one of his programs and how effective it is in terms of protecting the American people. Walk through your thoughts on that and his policy strengths or weaknesses thus far to date.
One of the recent issues that's going through is the voter integrity panel, which, you know, he has appointed Vice President Pence to oversee ensuring the integrity of our elections. And a large part of that is to get with the states and clear their, you know, double check their voter databases. And look, I was former deputy secretary of state in Arkansas, and we oversaw the elections. And every secretary of state in this country, an election official, takes great pride in how their elections are carried out, and they want them to be with the utmost of integrity. Mm-hmm. And that's what Mike Pence is doing. And in this process, while we are getting this information and going through the process of securing the integrity of our election, you can also put more of a spotlight on whether or not there was, you know, the Russian influence in the election. We do know there was Russian involvement, but did it influence the election outcome? I don't believe that it did. I think Donald Trump would have won regardless of the Russian influence. I don't think that had an impact on the electoral process. But part of this voter integrity panel that the president has started is to secure the integrity of our elections, which I think is critical. A lot of liberals are pushing back, saying that why should we give our information to the federal government? They're going to use it against us. Well, all of this information is public data anyway. Anyone can go on.
Right, you can FOIA any of
courthouse.
It. But the point being that some of these states have specifically said they're not going to participate. Is it like New York and California and some of those? Is that because they're primarily Democratic states and they don't want to reveal the integrity of or not of their roles, do you think?
It very well could be. If you look at just two cases in the last month where we found cases of people registering dead people and putting people on rolls that aren't legally registered to vote, they are all traced back to Democratic campaigns or Democratic PACs or political action committees. So everyone, Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party, whatever your party, should want to make sure our voter databases are fair and accurate, and they should want to make sure that people elect are voting are legally registered to vote. Yeah. One person, one vote is the aim of our election process.
Makes sense to me. Follow her on Twitter. Watch her on CNN. Her Twitter handle is @AliceTweet. That's nice and simple. Alice Stewart, good to have you with us tonight. Thank you so much.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, first met you with lonesome.
I can play the shaker with the hot sardines. Actually, it's not a real shaker. It's my Balance of Nature supplements. The fruits and the veggies. And we're in the Balance of Nature studios. But I feel like there should be some sort of angelic, coming down glow and music. Blah! The Balance of Nature studios. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Nothing but fruits and vegetables designed to do what your body's natural chemistry needs them to do. Heal. Repair, restore, it's all that stuff. Just 3 little fruits and veggie caplets on a daily basis. There's 3 fruits. Put those in my little vitamin bowl there. 3 veggies coming up right here. And when you open these up, you open the vegetable one up, the veggies, and you smell,
you know, the garlic, the broccoli, all the stuff that is in that. You open the fruit, it smells of strawberry and the other things that are in there. But it's because it's fresh produce that is actually in the vitamin capsule itself. It's not a vitamin. The capsule. It's nothing but fruit and vegetable. Now, see, this is how simple. I'm going to show you how to take 30 servings, 10 servings per capsule, 30 servings of fruit and veggies right here. Just watch this. Mm-hmm. And if you do that every single day, you're going to have all kinds of health benefits. If you're struggling with blood sugar issues and hep C and enzymes and other things that are out of balance, massive fruits and vegetables in your diet and all of the natural nutrition that God packed into them, they're good for you. And if you eat a diet that is not naturally high in fruits and vegetables, these are even more valuable to you. And they have more than 100 success stories coming back to Balance of Nature per week. By the way, you can get 2 free sets of these. Let me tell you how to do that. If you're watching on Biz TV, just call the number that Nick's going to put up on the screen. But this is it. 800-246-8751, promo code KMC. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. 10 servings of whole fruits and veggies in every capsule. Details on 2 free months worth, 2 sets, when you call 800-246-8751. They even have health coaches and other people that can walk you through. If you've got health concerns, special things you need help with, diabetes, cancer, there's all kinds of things that you could be asking about the nutritional help from, because the standard dose that they recommend is 3 of each day. I actually do double that. I do 3 in the morning of each. I do 3 in the evening of each. They may set you on something that would be different for you. When I had the flu a number of weeks ago, I did 20 of each over a 24-hour period 3 different times, and in 36 hours, I was back on my feet. I've never had any antibiotic or any antiviral or any chemical medicine ever do that for me. It jump-started my own immune system going back to work and killing the disease in my body. So check it out tonight. Get 2 free sets when you call 800-246-8751. Promo code KMC, 800-246-8751. All right, we're talking about Don Jr. We're talking about Don Jr. and how the pretense of his whole meeting was, isn't that what's at play? Isn't that what everyone's arguing about? He took the meeting to have some sort of nefarious advantage over Hillary Clinton. Well, the Associated Press, in a release that they put out this morning, said that in a statement on Sunday, Trump Jr. said that this attorney had indicated that she had information about the funding of the Democratic National Committee and support for Hillary Clinton by people tied to the Russian government. And this was a description that later a person that we now know was also in that meeting said in his interview was the intended purpose of the meeting. Doesn't that change this a little bit? In other words, shouldn't we at least be looking to see what the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton herself were trying to do when it came to Russia? We know that they sent thugs to the Ukraine to get information on trying to jackknife the Trump campaign, which is easily what they're accusing Don Jr. of doing, except he didn't get any information and they didn't use it. Let's quickly talk to Frank in Des Moines, Iowa, listening to the Truth Network tonight. Frank, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi. Line 2. Frank? Let's try. Do we have him backwards? Line 1. Let's go to line 1. Frank, are you there?
Yeah. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Frank.
You know some of these people, so maybe you can help me understand this. What alternative doobie head, pot smoking, holier than thou universe do some of these people live in that somebody's going to come with some opposition research to Hillary Clinton and some dirt on Donald Trump, and she's going to shun it and go immediately to the FBI and turn it in?
Nobody believes that.
Nobody believes that. This is common practice in D.C. This is classic opposition research. But the thing that I seem to recall...
Okay, Frank, hold that thought. We're going to take a break. I'm going to let you finish that thought when we come back. It is Radio Night Live.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
888-676.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It is Radio Night Live. Man, it just goes faster and faster each week. I can't believe we're this deep into the second hour. But Frank from Des Moines, I held you over because you were getting to the crux of your point, and I didn't want to cut you off and throw you away for the night. So pick up where you left off.
Yeah, that's fine. The leader of this parallel universe may part-time reside in Florida, but the point being is I seem to recall a bounty being offered by the DNC or the Hillary Clinton campaign at the time, offering anyone to come forward that had dirt on Donald Trump. They were paying for dirt. So, you know, this is just common practice of opposition research in the swamp. But I don't know if you happened to catch Michael Caputo on Tucker Carlson this week, but he just flat out said that he was sent, he testified before a congressional hearing this last week, testified basically and told Tucker that night that he was sent by the Clintons in 1994 to Russia to, quote, meddle in the Russian election. So this idea, this holier-than-thou idea that the USA is so pure that they never tamper in anyone else's election, not like Barack Obama tried to tamper in beating Bibi Netanyahu, and that we all through our history have tampered in other people's elections and other people tamper in our elections, where do we get off dumping this all on Donald Trump?
That's a good point. Good point. Frank, thanks for giving us some good insight there. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. I want to go back to the top headline, because the one thing that you don't know about the Russia mess is what has just been revealed today by the Associated Press. And I found this little paragraph in a larger story about the number of people that were at this meeting with the female lawyer and how many attended and how many didn't, you know, report and all the rest of it. There was this little nugget of a paragraph where the AP says, in a statement on Sunday, Trump Jr. said the attorney had said that she had information that people tied to Russia, meaning the Russian government, were funding the Democratic National Committee and supporting Clinton, a description that Akhmetshin, one of the people that attended the meeting, backed up in his interview with the Associated Press. Everyone's like, why did he take the meeting? Oh, well, he was going to get dirt on Hillary. Evidently, they had indicated that they had evidence that Hillary Clinton and the DNC were on the take financially, that there was money coming to them from the Russian government financially, that this was being propped up. Hillary was being, in some degree, propped up by the Russians financially. Now, why can't ABC, NBC, CBS, PBS, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, Fox Business, Fox News, anybody else that has the word news in their mission or title, report on this? That what Trump Jr. went there under the premise of was he may receive information that demonstrates that Hillary and the DNC were getting funding from the Russians. By the way, this isn't new either. One of the things they should have been looking into was how many millions of dollars Bill Clinton had been paid for speeches in the years leading up to the election of last year from Russian sources. There's other things that the Clinton Foundation needs to look into as well. Oddly enough, when nations came to the U.S. to request the permission to buy arms, military arms, weapons, they had 143% better success rate if they gave money to the Clinton Foundation. You were 143% more likely to get your request certified by the State Department if you gave money to the Clinton Foundation. Now, this is a third-party audit that's found this. Why isn't that being talked about? Who are these people that Hillary was literally quid pro quoing, giving more weapons to because they gave money to her foundation? This whole idea that the president is illegitimate because his son took a meeting with a woman who may have had information about whether or not Russia was funding the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton is laughable. Let's go to Walt in Allentown, Pennsylvania, watching on Biz TV. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin. It's great to be on with you once again.
Thank you, sir. What's your thought?
Well, Kevin, it's sad that apparently the Democrats think that a great percentage of the American people can have their intelligence insulted. Kevin, out of one side of the mouth, the Democrats have always been saying that the Russians fixed the election for Trump, and out of the other side of their mouth, they're saying that Hillary won the popular vote. So, Kevin, I guess the next thing the Democrats are going to be saying is that the Russians had our founding fathers put the Electoral College into the Constitution. It just doesn't make sense, Kevin.
I love that, Walt. That is a great analogy. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Yeah, that's probably what they're going to argue next. Well, you know, Putin, he was in cahoots with Washington and Jefferson. He had them all working. Putin may be that old, by the way. We don't know. He may have discovered the Fountain of Youth or something along those lines. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But I want to put that AP nugget back on the screen one more time, because for those of you watching at home, listening at home, I'm still astounded that this little caveat has been so overlooked. In a statement Sunday, Trump Jr. said the attorney, the what's her name that nobody can pronounce her last name of, had information that people tied to the Russian government were funding the Democratic National Committee and supporting Clinton. A claim that the Mr. Akhmetshin would later repeat in his interview with the Associated Press. That is pretty mind-blowing stuff there. And yet, where is anybody in the media talking about it? You can't find anybody, which is sad. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Now, there was one other thing that I kind of came across this week that kind of, well, it was just yesterday. Put up the outnumbered screen. Yes, this one. Because you know that the president was prayed over by a lot of religious people at the White House this last week. The Huffington Post is literally having a temper tantrum because they don't think that evangelicals and Christians should be supporting this president. But the Huffington Post said, Trump, who identifies as a Presbyterian, has demonstrated a basic lack of understanding about the Christian faith, including what constitutes an evangelical. But his Christian supporters aren't fazed, and they're irritated by this. This was published on July 12th. They're irritated by this. Of course, Huffington Post wouldn't know what an evangelical was if it, like, smacked them in the face. So there's that as well. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Don't go away.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I need your love so badly.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, and brought to you in part by Landmark Capital tonight. Love these guys at Landmark Capital because they are answering the question, what do I do if the government tries to seize my investment money? If you've got a 401k and it's mostly in stocks, under certain circumstances, the Dodd-Frank Act allows the government to seize your assets. If you're not physically holding them, it is allowed to take all the money in investment accounts for periods of time under certain emergency circumstances. How could the government do all of that? Get the free report and what you can do to protect yourself from it at 844-604-2575. Call 844-604-2575. How can the government legally take my money? Well, they can't if you invest it the right way. 844-604-2575, a free report from Landmark Capital, and I hope that you'll check it out tonight. Now, speaking of great sponsors, I love Mike Lindell. And earlier this afternoon, he popped a picture up on his social media on the Facebook. And it was him and his two grandbabies, who I love. This is such a great picture, just because he has his hair all mussed up. And he's in his Bermuda shorts and his sandals. You can tell he'd been running around, and he's just being grandpa and doing all that stuff that grandpa loves. Well, I posted underneath this picture, I said, Mike, I don't know what I love more, seeing you so tired from playing with your grandbabies, or the fact that you posed with, no, put it back up on the screen, the fact that you posed with them in the toy store in front of the gun section. Yeah, go grandpa. He's just, you know, it's just a subtle thing. See all those guns in the back? That's just a little subtle thing. Way to go, Mike. Thank you for all the night's sleep that you've helped people get better sleep at MyPillow. 800-506-2641. 50% off everything on their website tonight. Let's go to Cora in Dallas. Cora, you may get the last word tonight. What's your thought?
My thought is, Don Jr. said that he met with this Russian attorney. And she said she never met with him. So what's the truth?
Well, I think everybody in the room, I think everybody in the room believes that he did meet with her. And I believe she has a fairly checkered past of sometimes not telling the truth. So I think it's very simple to understand that he met with her. That's what the emails seem to indicate as well. It's the question why he met with her and what they were dangling in front of him that has the Democrats all so like ready to send him to prison and the Republicans going, but what was the reason that they were meeting together? Was it because Russia was funding? Anyway, thanks, Cora. Appreciate it. Thank you for watching and for noting and listening and following along. And friends, if you're watching on the Biz TV television network, you missed any part of it, we're going to start over again at 11 p.m. And if you're joining us on radio, the podcasts are always available at soundcloud.com/KMC Radio, or you can just go to my website at TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com. Join all my social media, and, of course, you can get the podcast as well. And thanks to the many hundreds, we've had more than 1,000 people tune in tonight via Facebook Live and join us for different portions of the show tonight, and appreciate your being with us as well. All right, that's it for a Saturday. We will see you again next week live from the Balance of Nature Studios here in New York City.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. 2468.